Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, they help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Their doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true healing starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com.
Hey everybody, it's your man Head Cracking. This is the Dish Nation Podcast or Audio Boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Head Crack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go.
We've got our friends over there in Atlanta holding down the fort on the East Coast for us. And, you know, coming up a little later in the show, we're going to talk about a supermodel who admits that she had plastic surgery and then immediately regretted it afterwards. And I think you're going to be really surprised who I'm talking about. And our friend Chewy sat down with Damon Wayans Jr. to talk about his latest show, Happy Together. But first, before we get to all that, we got to talk to Brat because she's got something good for us. What you got, Brat?
Well, y'all, this model has taken Shady to a whole new level, honey. I mean, she threw the whole shade tree on Watch What Happens Live with Andy Cohen.
Shady?
Yes, indeed, honey. Miss Naomi Campbell appeared on the show and had some pretty interesting things to say about a few celebrities. Take a look.
Peter the Meteor wants to know your views on Kendall Jenner being the highest paid model while saying she cherry picks her jobs and could never do 30 shows in a season.
Next question.
What did you think about Nicki and Cardi's altercation at Fashion Week? Were you were at that party, right?
No, it was called the Icon Party, but there were no icons there.
I love that.
And I'm going to say it because I told it to Karen Rockford to her face, so I don't think it's something I can't say.
Her face, her body, her life.
That was a calm slay.
First of all, honey, this bitch is gorgeous, darling.
Yeah, she does
from
really
the
good.
Shadow to the color of the dress and her lip color, she is killing it. I love that she don't bite her tongue and will let you know. She will say it to your face, bitch.
Oh, yeah. Read, bitch. That's how you look. If you gonna call out Hollywood and your old friends, the Kardashians, you need to be sitting looking like that.
Okay. And then it sounds even smoother because of that accent on
her. I know. I love her accent.
But in the past, she's been in, like, fights before. I thought maybe, like, with her assistant or something. I thought she's, like, gone to some anger management. Like, she'd be a little more chill, a little more, like to throw a compliment every now and then.
She was chill, though, when she was like, next question.
I guess so.
Well, Naomi mentioned that she was disappointed to see Cardi B and Nicki fighting, and there shouldn't be a division in music.
That's what you said, Brad. I remember when we first talked about that, and I said I hate seeing women fight anyway. I know guys like it, but for different reasons.
I want some Jell-O.
And that's what, Brad, you said. It's like, damn it, I want us chicks to stick together.
Because it's already not enough of us, getting our adequate shine the way we should. So I just feel like we shouldn't be, like, knocking each other down. But it ain't my business to keep your beefs away from me because I ain't here for it and I ain't got time for it. But I'm ready.
Ooh, Naomi. I mean, I'm just over here sitting like this. She said, yes, it was an icon show with no icons.
Ooh.
Not a damn.
Not a damn.
She made me want to
work on living my best life.
I know.
I got to do better.
Exactly. Ooh. Well, Giselle is known for her incredible body. Well, she recently revealed in an interview and her new memoir how uncomfortable she felt after she got breast implants. Yeah, the model told reporters she went under the knife when she was done breastfeeding her two children and realized that it was the worst mistake of her life. Now, she claimed, "When I woke up, I was like, what have I done? I felt like I was living in a body I didn't recognize. For the first year, I wore baggy clothes because I felt uncomfortable."
Now, I'm going to speak on this because I, too, in fact, also have breast implants because I didn't get anything. It wasn't breastfeeding kids. God didn't give me anything in that department. Here's why I believe that she regretted it immediately afterwards, because I did too, because here's what happens before you have a surgery of any kind. You usually freak out about it. You're dreaming about it, having nightmares about all the stuff that could go wrong. And when I woke up, what they don't tell you is that, number one, you're going to be really swollen. Yes. And then number two, you are also wrapped with lots of gauze. So when I first opened my eyes, I looked down and I had what I thought was enormous. I looked down and went, oh no. That's what I said. I go, oh no. And the doctor's like, you're fine. This is just swelling. But because I thought, did you misunderstand what I'm asking for? They were enormous. And I'm like, what am I doing? Went down and became more normal, but I get that. Like, you're like, why did I do that?
I guess in Giselle's case, her left boob, I guess both of her kids really preferred breastfeeding off the left boob. So it got a lot more work than the right boob. So one was way smaller than the other. Like, one looked really, really perky and nice, and the other looked more like Bill Belichick. So they had, and he never looks perky or nice. So they had to fix it.
But I heard that Tom Brady actually liked that left one because it was a little deflated.
Oh!
So
he liked
a little soft.
Well, moving on, as you guys know, actress Leah Remini hosts this hour-long docuseries on A&E where she's exposing the Church of Scientology.
It's so good, you guys. If you're looking for a good docuseries,
really?
It's good.
I'm afraid to watch it again.
Now, I pulled up on a couple episodes. It's pretty intriguing, man.
It's good.
So, she recently did an interview and made more allegations about the organization and opened up about her past friendship with Katie Holmes. Now, she told reporters, "I keep wondering why haven't Katie Holmes and Nicole Kidman spoken out? I assume they were forced to sign prohibitive documents. Trust me, Kate's not allowed to have a meal with me, and we used to be close friends. She could lose custody of Suri. It's quite sick, really."
Oh, that's what it is.
So, it's not just Jamie Foxx, then. It's other stuff with the Scientologists.
With the Scientologists.
Oh. Because Leah is excommunicated from that whole crew. Mm-hmm. So, so if you're down with Scientology, you can't talk to her at all.
Right. Well, that makes sense. I mean, she's telling everything.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's like their secret club.
Yeah, like they're like, you tell your old business. We're not going to have nobody meet with you and tell you nothing new.
But doesn't this help her story and her show by saying, she can't even have dinner with me? It's like, maybe Katie doesn't even know her, but then she's not even taking her calls.
They were friends, though.
And that she could play it up, like, well, Scientology, but keeps us from having dinner with each other. No, we don't even know you, freak.
True. And we can't even ask Kate because she's not allowed to talk about it.
By the way, Jennifer Lopez is Leah Remini's best friend. If my best friend was Jennifer Lopez, I wouldn't need anybody else. I'm like, you all can do whatever you want. I don't need to have dinner with anybody. My best friend's J-Lo.
Right. And I'd be scared to eat with her my damn self, even if I am J-Lo. Because if these people are able to just shut Katie down like this for this many years, they're powerful. I don't know what they'll do to me.
I think we should stop talking about them right now. Let's move on. What else you got? Anything.
Well, some are saying sports icon Michael Jordan is showing the world that he's too bougie for his own good.
What does that mean?
Well, number 23 was spotted at a soccer game in France this week, drinking not beer, not soda. He was drinking wine. And that box of wine that you drink at a tailgater for a football game.
Yeah.
He brought his own expensive bottle of wine. Was drinking out of expensive glass. I'm only assuming it's expensive because it has a stem on it. And those glasses are usually expensive.
They don't look expensive.
So what do you think? Here's a picture of him out there drinking his wine. A soccer game.
Listen, I like my wine. I mean, I don't think anything's wrong with it. Do you, whatever. But, I mean, even I, the only reason I don't get wine at events like this is because usually the wine is crappy at a stadium.
Just, right.
They're not serving good wine, so I'm like, I'll just get a beer. But if you're Michael Jordan, he probably brought in a nice bottle from his house and had him on cork.
Owns the brand.
Well, he totally brought that bottle.
Yeah.
So here's the thing.
He totally brought it.
He probably got invited to a private sports, box.
Yeah,
and he's like okay, it's France, it's soccer. I'll bring a bottle of Bordeaux from my private, wine closet.
Yes.
Yeah, they cellar, whatever they're calling all nowadays. Black men with their white wives. So I see Amar Rashad, he's sitting there with him, and his wife kicked him out. So I guess maybe Mike could just get him a glass of wine to help him, his
Wait,
nerves.
You're saying black men only That's drink wine if they're married to white women?
Is that the only time black men drink wine?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. that. The wine's healthy.
Me either.
The wine give you all the buzz, but none of the gut.
Yeah.
That right. beer give you.
Mm-hmm. Right. They even say it's good for pregnant women.
Okay.
I ain't tried it yet. Don't come for me on Twitter.
Okay. No, they will come for you, Portia.
Well, up next, Tiger's girlfriend isn't getting out of the woods anytime soon. We'll tell you all about it after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Welcome back to Dish Nation.
What's up again?
Now, they say love is the best medicine, and Tiger Woods' new girlfriend's love might be the reason he's improving his stroke.
Nice.
Now, because after years of injury and scandal, Tiger recently won his first golf tournament in 5 years. And after winning, he was seen giving his girlfriend, Erica Herman, a big kiss and saying, I love you.
Aww. It's serious. So it's serious.
Some would even say it's sweet, but there's just one problem.
What?
It's being reported that Tiger's new girlfriend got some money problems.
What that matter?
That don't have nothing to do with him loving her and her loving him.
Well, you know, people are nosy and they like to dig deep. So they went through some financial situations and found out that she owes over $240,000 to a former business partner, and her wages are actually being garnished at $295.60 a week to pay it all back.
Well, that sounds like she hit a lick to me. About to be paid off. About to be paid off.
Well, that's
real
if the relationship works out.
It's gonna work out.
She met her blessing, okay?
Yes, she did.
She's already in love. And let me tell you, most guys like Tiger, who's going to really take care of you, make sure you're good, they don't have to do it all up front.
Nope.
Right now, he's just worried about a relationship. And then later on, he going to clean her up and marry her.
Okay. Exactly, because she looking something cheap right now.
Well, she improved his stroke, and that's all that matters.
Okay.
But she's the girlfriend. You don't pay off the girlfriend's debt. I mean, yeah, you see she has debt. I mean, the fact that she has this much debt, I mean, what he needs to do, because the only way she's going to get this paid off if she gets pregnant.
Are y'all crazy?
Wait a minute.
Them other 100 didn't get pregnant.
No way. To Tiger, this ain't even a lot of money. He will easily pay it off.
Well, he shouldn't do it. He's not obligated to do it.
He ain't obligated to do it, but honey, all she gotta do is blow up his money. She gonna get a check.
That's what you gotta do?
Yeah.
Let me know.
Then puff, puff. Yeah.
First of all, this story is saving her whole life, y'all. Do y'all realize that if this story has become public and she has not asked him for the money yet, how humble she looks?
Right.
Yeah. She looks like the best girlfriend who's not a money chaser, so therefore he's gonna give her the world.
Yeah. I tell you, it never fails, honey. Girl, Keisha got to do something better than this, honey.
Tiger don't want no Keisha.
Maybe Keisha didn't ask for the money too fast.
So you gotta learn how to fall back,
live your struggle till he ready to save your little ass.
Hell.
Okay?
Keisha been got in there, cooked him some soul food, rubbed his feet, and did too much too soon.
And he wouldn't have been in shape to win that damn tour.
Not at all.
She'd be like, I wash your baby, I wash your Well, from Tiger's new love to finding out that, falling in love may end up being bad for your health. What am I talking about? Well, I'm talking about weight gain, because a lot of people do gain weight when you get into a relationship. They always say fat and happy. Well, this isn't a recent study. 3 out of 4 Americans in a relationship carry up to 36 pounds of love weight.
Ooh,
wow. This is true.
Being in a relationship is like being in the off season. You know what I'm saying? You're not trying to keep yourself together compete to try to meet new people, so you kind of settle.
Yeah.
And then you start picking up their bad habits, too. They picking up yours.
You get comfortable. Like, for me, when I'm in love, most likely, if I'm in love with you, we're eating partners. Okay?
That's right.
This is what we're going to be doing together.
And girl, you're going to be taking them to eat us.
We know what we like. We know what we want to order on Uber Eats. We know what movie we're going to sit in front of. And we're just less active, you know? So you're just going to eat and be in love and have sex.
And then say, you know what? The weight gain is worth the love. I don't care.
No, it's not.
You're saying that because I was skinny and miserable.
No, you both gained weight.
That is so true, honey.
Here's the thing. You both gained weight equally, so you're both fat and happy together. But I guarantee if she was still at her fighting weight when you first met her, and I remember what she used to look like, damn. And you gained 36 pounds and she didn't, you wouldn't be happy as you are now. You'd be upset.
Both
you'd be
people
jealous.
Have to
gain.
No, both, you're right, you both, Frank. Have, both people yeah. got to get
be
big.
You'd be insecure. You think she's out there still playing.
That's why I put sugar in her everything.
Real sugar.
More soup? No problem.
Linda, no equal.
My little sweet. The problem in the middle.
Well, next, our guy Chewy visited the set of the new show Happy Together to chat with the cast. We'll check in after the break.
Dish Nation.
We already know you love Dish Nation, so check out our podcast partners. Laughs Uncut brings you America's funniest stand-up comedians. Top 30 breaks down today's top 30 stories in 30 fast-paced minutes. And Divorce Court takes you into real-life courtroom battles to experience relationship drama firsthand. Find, listen, and subscribe. Now back to the show.
Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation.
What's up, y'all?
Well, the Instagram police are at it again, and this time they're trying to catch a real housewife. Portia, girl, you safe.
Ooh, how about
that? But they trying to book Kim Zolciak, bearing the charges on photoshopping the body parts of her 4-year-old daughter.
Come on.
Yeah,
how much
man.
Time can you get
an Instagram
for that?
Page called The Good, The Bad, and The Fake noticed some differences between the same picture posted by Kim and her daughter Brielle of Kim's youngest, Kaya. People in all Kim's comments accusing Kim of sexualizing her youngest by allegedly photoshopping a smaller nose and a rounder behind.
Around.
So let's take a look, y'all, to see if Kim is guilty or the trolls got too much time on their hands.
The outfit is redder. I mean,
well, you can do that. That's like making the picture warmer. I don't really see nothing wrong with that part. The stuff in the background has not changed at all. So how do you do that and not change the background? You got to be a real professional photoshopper to do that. Because the butt does look a little rounder. It don't look drastically rounder.
Whatever she did, if she did anything, it was just in fun. It was definitely not, I don't think it was to sexualize her daughter. That would be would be like super weird.
Yeah.
But what I will say is, when you decide to photoshop any picture, here's a rule of thumb. Send that same picture to everybody. And this is the game. If somebody posts the original first, you can't photoshop.
You sure? Okay,
you can't photoshop.
They gonna find that original.
You gotta let it go.
That's like number one on the 10-gram commandments.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, so y'all know what time it is?
It's deal time.
So, guys, what if I told y'all that there was something that could give you a full-body workout in less time?
Wow.
If you use the Rock Solid Fitness Whole Body Vibration Machine, you're going to love it because it works the body from the inside out. The gentle vibrations move throughout the entire body, creating an efficient, effective way that is safe to stimulate muscles and bone cells, burn fat, lose weight, and restore neuromuscular balance.
Ooh, now whole body vibrations sound exciting.
Yeah. And you know how long you gotta use this to get that dope workout?
How long?
Only 10 minutes of exercise on the vibration machine. It gives you an equivalent to 60 minutes of conventional exercise.
But is it safe?
Oh, it's mad safe. The vibration machines have been researched and used for wellness and exercise therapy in hospitals for over 30 years. And it also reduces back and joint pain, fights osteoporosis, and you get a free set of resistance bands.
How much is it, head crack?
Brace yourself for this. The Rock Solid Fitness Whole Body Vibration Machine with fitness bands usually goes for as much as $1,929. But for our Dish Nation viewers, it's only $179.
Ooh,
that's pretty good.
Lord.
All you gotta do is go to MorningSafe.com and say Dish Nation sent you. Get fit.
All right, coming up, I'll tell you how the Duchess of Sussex, Miss Meghan Markle, has shut the door, baby, on one of her royal rules right after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation. Well, I think you're all going to like this story, but Gary, this story really is for you. I think you're going to like it the most. There is a new building causing an uproar in China. The new media center was recently erected in the region of Guangxi. During a festival this week, fireworks shot out of the top of the building.
Shut up.
Take a look.
No.
Oh. All right, bitch.
Don't touch it.
We're all like,
Gary's gonna go to China just so you ride up and down the elevator all day long.
That was amazing.
Them Chinese queens are something else, baby. Okay.
They're not messing around.
So what did they base this whole design on? I mean, people obviously say what it obviously might look like, but is it designed on something else? Like maybe there's something they found in your nightstand, Heidi?
Yeah, that thing that made me go paralyzed on my right side once.
Whoa.
Oh. That's a story for another time. But it is a true story.
That must be the gay area of China.
Maybe that's what it is. It's like West Hollywood here in Los Angeles.
Exactly, baby. That's Montrose.
Guangxi is Guamshi.
Yeah, Guamshi, okay. Honey.
It's the new headquarters for Pornhub.
This one queen asked her to go, girl, where you living? She said, I live in the left testicle, girl.
Lower level.
Dish Nation. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.
At Ability Chiropractic, they do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.